Siddur snippets is sponsored by Renee Jack Nussbaum, Lila Nishmas Adobas Yehuda Tfi. We're in the second Hallelujah following Ashrei. And we last spoke about Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem Nidche Yisrael Yechanes. And the interpretation about the Sfas Emes Nesiach Yitzchak, Bonei is in the present, Yechanes is in the future. And the idea that our actions, our behavior matters. We are not waiting for the building of the Beis HaMikdash, which either we will build or will descend from heaven, to happen all at once, but Bonei in the present. Every person in every generation, every decision, every action, every mitzvah, every good deed, every positive thought, it is contributing to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, even if it's not fully realized till its conclusion. And that's why Yechanes is the future. Every generation is contributing. When it finally happens, then Hashem will be ready to gather in the exiles. And to a degree, we continue with this theme. Harofei l'shvurei lev, u'mechabesh la'atzvosam. Harofei l'shvurei lev means Hashem heals the brokenhearted. It's fascinating. Rifeinu, rofe, refuah, we usually use in the context of physical illness or ailments. A person who is sick physically, we turn to Hashem who is the rofe, Kadosh Baruch Hu Kel, Melech Neman, person, God is trustworthy rather, to be able to heal a person and to be able to bring them back to good health. But in this context, refuah is not used to describe the illness of the body, but Hashem is the rofe of whom? Of the l'shvurei lev, those who are brokenhearted. Who are those who are brokenhearted? It means the people who are living in every generation waiting for Binyan Yerushalayim. Person who's struggling or suffering. Chalila, God forbid, has a bad diagnosis, a financial crisis, a relationship that's dissolving, unrealized dreams and aspirations to be a parent. Person who's struggling through life. Person who experiences loss in life. And therefore concludes, it's just not happening. I'm not going to experience personal or national redemption. They're waiting for Binyan Yerushalayim. We say, no, Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem. In every generation, what you're doing matters. And your suffering is not for naught, and it's not random, it's not chance, it's not meaningless. Hashem is the Rofe L'shvurei Lev. Don't give up hope. Don't be despondent. Don't be pessimistic. Don't be fatalistic. Kadosh Baruch Hu heals those who are brokenhearted. He gives us a sense of hope and optimism. He gives us the faith and the tenacity and the resolve to persevere. How? By being mechabesh la'atzvosam. What do those words mean? He binds up, he bandages, atzvosam, their wounds. What in the world does that mean? Hashem heals the brokenhearted, he bandages their wounds. Bandages, wounds, that's not healing. If you're healed, you have no wounds to need to be bandaged. So why would he preserve, why would he maintain or bandage some of our wounds if he's rofei of shvurei lev, if the person was cured, healed of whatever their ailment, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, then why do they still have a wound that needs to be bandaged? I'm sure you've all thought about this every day when saying this kapitel. So some understand, what does it mean, mechabesh la'atzvosam, he bandages our wounds or the wounds of those who are brokenhearted. It means, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't eliminate or remove because even the wound serves a higher purpose and a higher good. It's likened to Yosef HaTzadik, whose story we'll soon read, that by the end of the book of Bereishis looks back and retroactively, with hindsight, is able to put the dots together, connect the dots to understand. Even those moments that felt like crises, even those moments that felt like open, bleeding, painful wounds, were all part of a process and a system that led to his personal geula and to the geula of the Jewish people, to be able to be sustained in Egypt, and through Egypt, ultimately, to be able to experience the redemption of coming into the land of Israel. All part of a journey, all part of a process, all serving towards a greater good. So those atzvosam, those wounds, are not meant to be eliminated or healed to the point that they don't exist. Hashem bandages them. It means he transforms and he extracts the good that was inherent in them. It's similar to the pasuk we say, "Afachta mispedi l'macholi." Kadosh Baruch Hu safachta, you transform mispedi the hesped, the sadness, l'macholi, that Yosef HaTzadik was able to find, he was able to put together, he was able to connect the dots to make sense, to make it all come together. He's Bonei Yerushalayim. He in every generation is collecting the sacrifices we make, the Mesiras Nefesh, he's collecting the good deeds and the things we're doing right, the Torah and the mitzvahs we do, and he's building the Beis HaMikdash in the presence, in real time, even though it's not complete and we don't see that manifestation. And that's what should be, that is the refuah for the shvurei lev. Those who are brokenhearted, who say, what's the point of my life? What difference do I make? My suffering is meaningless. I'm invisible and inconsequential. How does Hashem heal? The refuah of the shvurei lev, the healing of those who are brokenhearted, is through the knowledge that he's mechabesh atzvosam. That even that those painful moments, that in those moments feel painful, they too are part of a greater plan. They too are part of a bigger picture and a greater mission. Unless you give up hope, unless you think that it's not, doesn't make sense, that it is all random and choice, chance, we go to the next pasuk. Moneh mispar lekochavim lechulam shemos yikra. Kadosh Baruch Hu numbers all the stars, and to every single star, he gives a name. You understand the significance of that? I am very far from an expert in astronomy or astrology. But do you understand that scientists believe that there are 400 billion stars in our galaxy? 400 billion stars. It's a number that's unfathomable. But if you want to compound it, know that they estimate that there are as many as 100 billion galaxies. There's 400 million stars in our galaxy, and there's 100 billion galaxies. And I can't remember the names of my own kids. I don't have 100 billion or 400 billion, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only is aware of and intimately involved with and wills the existence of every one of those stars, 400 billion times 100 billion, that's a lot of zeros, I'm not sure how many, but a lot of zeros. He not only wills the existence of each of those stars, he's Moneh, he counts them. He knows they're there, he cares about them, they matter, they make a difference. And he gives each one of them a name. And that's the refuah for the shvurei lev, is to know that if that's true for these inanimate objects that fill the sky, that are invisible to the naked eye and to us, that are light years away and we don't even interact with in our lifetime, then all the more so, that's true for every one of us. The refuah for the shvurei lev is to know that he's moneh mispar lekochavim, lechulam shemos yikra, that he knows and he cares about each and every one of us. We'll pick up with this, but we said this morning in the Parsha class, Vayizrach lo hashemesh, when Yaakov concludes wrestling with the angel, the Torah describes, Vayizrach lo hashemesh, the sun shines, lo, for him, which is a totally superfluous word. It should say, Vayizrach hashemesh, the sun was shining. Why Vayizrach lo? It was shining for him. That's reinforcing the idea of the individualization. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is aware of, he cares about. The sun was shining for the whole world, but in that moment it was for him. It was also for him. And we should know that that's how much he cares about and is involved in each of our lives.